Blog Talk Radio.
Did the music cut off yet? No, Grandma, it's still playing. Hold on. Hi, everybody. This is Stacy, your favorite nigga. And this is Your Politics, Your Nigga, and Your Way. Today is Wednesday, February 5th. And this is our show. You know, we're just going to talk a little bit in the daytime before we start drinking about politics and the silliness in our country that's going on right now. And our topic this afternoon is the State of the Union, that shitstorm of lies that went on yesterday. On yesterday. If I was a preacher, that's what I would say. On today. So on today, we're going to talk about the State of the Union. And you know I love you, and this is your girl, Stacy F. Johnson, owner and operator of SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, where we are conveniently located on the interwebs at sfjohnsonconsulting.com, and also the director of SFJ, or as in Johnson, Family Services. And you can find us also conveniently located at sfjfamilieservices.org. And, Lord, I remembered today. It's a good day. It is Wednesday, the 5th. Afternoon show, Yo Politics, Yo Nigga, Yo Way. This is part of our nigga series where we go at night, which we will tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time, a specific time, and talk about our man, Malcolm X, tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. But at 2 to 3 o'clock, you know, it's 2 o'clock Negro time. So 2 o'clock veered into 3 o'clock Negro time today because I was listening to the travesty of this acquittal of this criminal that is our president, and we will be talking about that tomorrow at 2. I like to wait a day to hear all the ridiculousness, and then we talk about it on black people terms, saying nigga a lot. So hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. A lot of you are listening. And you know what? This is all about black people. You know? And mainstream media, although I watch it every day. Okay? I watch it every day. But, you know, it's so full of shit. You know, everybody's saying the same thing. And if you're 55 and you've been in a black, been black in America long enough, you'll start to notice. Especially if you're free and 55. You got a lot of time to notice. Okay? I ain't bragging. I had to sleep in a Cadillac for, you know, quite some time in a McDonald's parking lot, and my best friend was a bum for a while. So if you want to go that route, I can write up your business plan. Just piss off white people and you got a really good job. Just do that. That's all it takes. Just be an uppity Negro at work. Then you, too, will have plenty of time to think about your life in the backseat of your Cadillac. And I had to thank God because I just bought that Cadillac right before I became homeless because my car got repoed. And so I said, God, you know what? You crazy. Because if I had to sleep in a car, at least you gave me the Cadillac of cars to sleep in. Heated seats. Boom, boom. We can go anywhere. I even slept on the street I was born on. Now tell me you ain't tripping. Oh, got to sleep on the street. Might as well sleep where I feel comfortable. L.A., here we come. 40th showed it. I got very little sleep because L.A. in whatever year that was wasn't the same as it was in 1974. Okay? When my mama was taking care of me, Chad. All you got to do is live a while and you got to live and you got to know what your mission is. So this is part of the nigga series, right? Just ask a nigga. Evenings at 8 p.m. Yo politics, yo nigga, yo way. I got to add yo way on there because I kind of like that. That's at 2 to 3 o'clock Pacific time in the afternoon. And then sometime throughout the day, we're going to mix in yo nigga, yo brain. Psychology that niggas can use. Oh, because I paid a lot of money for those white people to tell me all about psychology that niggas can use. So I'm going to pass it on. That's what Stacey does. So today we're going to talk about a little history of the State of the Union, what it's meant to be, how it started, with da-da-da-da-da, and the shitstorm of last night. And then Nancy tearing up the shit. And then, you know, the sexism and the double standard that women, ladies, more so women like you than like me, because I piss dudes off, you know, nice little cute ones with dresses on and shit. Y'all don't piss off men as much as I do. But it's up to ladies to say, you know what, fuck all this. You all Nancy because Nancy ripped the paper, right? But this motherfucker is ripping the Constitution. He took a piss on it, wait till it was real wet. Then he ripped it. It became really easy to do that way. Ripping families apart. Ripping traditions apart. And one of these days, and let's all pray together, that we will live long enough to understand why grown-ass men in the Republican Party let themselves follow this immoral individual. And see, I've learned in my spiritual growth that all of us, humans, we are all one. We all come from the same God. And if there's some of us that choose to be like Trump, we've got to accept that and not even call it wrong. It just is what, there's no good or no bad, right? That's what it says. But I don't know. That's not what my mama said. But okay, God. So in my spiritual journey today, I'm working on that, but I could call it out and say it's wrong. No, you can't. I could just say, hey, guys, let's just try to deal with it. Let me show you some psychology. Let me try to make you laugh. And let me tell you about the history of the State of the Union. So 1790, the great George Washington, that was his first one, his first annual address to Congress, his speech praise the Union's recent accomplishments, as all good State of the Unions are supposed to do. We did it. We helped this many people, and we helped that many people, and we did this since I've been for this year, da da da. And what he talked about, stuff like admitting North Carolina as a state and increased international visibility. And remember, George Washington, we were little, right? So we had to, you know, try to be right and good, and okay. And he talked about the respect for our young nation. Washington advocated for new legislation, including what, for at that time, the proper, at that time, right, Washington, he was talking about stuff like the proper establishment of troops, right? That was his concern because he was president. He wasn't a king. So he just didn't talk to the, you know, folks that supported just him. He was talking as the nation for things that we as a nation needed, proper establishment of troops, a uniform system of weights and measures. What's that? So when we go to California, a pound is a pound in California as it is in North Carolina or whatever state we just admitted to the Union on that day. He defined a citizenship process, not saying, oh, what? Somebody was arrested and they murdered and they bled all over the place. And that was, oh my God. You listened to Trump last night, nigga. I'm sure you probably had a nightmare. Right? What is wrong with an individual that does that? And so, he does, unlike Mr. Washington, Mr. Trump doesn't understand his role as a leader of a nation of people. Not just the motherfuckers he think gonna go out in the Civil War for his ass when he loses. Okay, I don't give a shit where you come from, how mad you were that Barack Obama, a black man, period, got elected, whatever you mad about. There is no justification for allowing this immoral individual to ruin a country, to shit all over the norms that had it been any other Republican person that we know would not have gone or done half of the thing. There's no reason. So for whatever reason that keeps right-minded grown people in the Republican Party from putting feet down like Mr. Romney did and said this is wrong, I don't know. Maybe we'll live long enough to understand why these people do what they do. But I can guarantee you, I would never have done it. He would have been guilty, and yeah, you do provide me with all the security I need. Unfortunately, I need security in this country that's supposed to be built on right and justice and good and everybody. You need security in this country for doing what's morally correct. You know, that's telling somebody that you're not grateful. God will never change for a man. So, do what you do. You know. Do what you do, but this is ridiculous. So the State of the Union, that shit show last night, is supposed to be talking about common goals, the accomplishments of the country, our common vision for what we want for the country and for what the country needs. And it says that Mr. Washington closed his speech with a message of cooperation, with a message of cooperation. The welfare of our country is the great object to which our cares and efforts ought to be directed. And I shall derive great satisfaction from a cooperation with you in the pleasing, though arduous task of inspiring, the arduous task of ensuring to our fellow citizens the blessings which they have a right to expect from a free, efficient, and equal government. First President of the United States, his closing words on his State of the Union. Okay, in slightly more than 1,000 words, and to date, the shortest State of the Union, Washington fulfilled the mandate of the U.S. Constitution that the President, quote, shall from time to time give the Congress information on the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. And recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. So, Did everybody last night agree with the fact of his recommendation that hate-spewing Rush should have gotten the highest honorable medal Americans can get? Right? Right after he acknowledges a Tuskegee Airman. See, Trump clowns a nigga by doing shit like that. The highest medal that an American can get, a civilian can get, was given to this almost dead dude, God bless his soul, that did nothing but birther the black president. So that's how Trump tries to get at us as black people. Just this total shit that gets your inside so ablaze that it'll kill you. But nobody's going to die for Donald Trump. Or shit like find some black people, some black woman and the daughter to to go up there and look like, oh, Donald Trump saved me. Oh, he's not a racist. Look how he saved me and my daughter. Please, nigga, come on. Like I said, somebody do follow-up, see if she ever gets any money. Why black people allow Donald Trump? You might as well just go, do the worst thing you could do to yourself in public than to allow somebody like him, to use you as a display. That's awful. Okay, so there we go. So what this State of the Union is supposed to fulfill that mandate of the U.S. Constitution, that from time to time, Congress shall get information on the State of the Union. U.S. President's annual message has grown and changed to become an annual State of the Union address, typically given by the sitting president before a joint session of Congress. Joint meaning the House and the Senate at the beginning of the new session. So there are some things that they point out that's kind of different. So they interpreted George Washington from time to time as once a year, so that's why it happens then. And there are several presidents, most recently Mr. Obama and Mr. Trump, that did not give an official State of the Union address in their first year, the same year that they began their terms of office. But they did give speeches to joint sessions, but it wasn't official State of the Union. Okay, they can deliver it in any form. They can say pretty much what they want and do what they want. That's why a racist, hate monger, spewer can get the highest medal that a civilian can get right there on the spot. But one thing I must say, they said that 30 million less people watched it this year than last year, and it was 15 million that watched it. So that's like more than double the people that didn't watch it this year than last year than did. Lord, good, because nobody wants to hear that. And the only people that watch it are people like me that's kind of forced to, because you want to give your opinion on it for good people that you love and you just feel that you just need to type stuff. So right now I like to take a break 15 minutes in. Let's have some kind of structure to this organization here, Stacey. So, State of the Union, shit show yesterday, a little history on what it should be, okay? And then we're going to end up on that note, and then talk about a little what we're going to be talking about the rest of the week, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Black History Month. Let's take a little break, and we'll be back. everybody. Welcome back. This is your politics, your nigga, your favorite nigga in this whole wide world, Stacey Johnson. Stacey's here to love. That's it. You know, at some point you feel like I'm getting too old to still be messing around with people and stuff. You know, Stacey's just a little pushover, so don't be a pushover like Stacey. Come on, man. Be good. Self-love. 2020 is all about self-love. Oh, and you know where I found me some self-love for my leg? Oh, Aspergream. I'm going to do an advertisement for Aspergream. Oh, put that shit on. You be flipping around like you a ballerina, okay? Knee fixed. And it lasts a good long time. I love it. 55 and going to stay alive with Aspergream. Love you, Aspergream. Give me a whole bunch. Give me a whole bunch. Free. But Stacey loves it. I love it. That's a commercial from some shit. And I love it. All right, State of the Union, I did not love it. Because you know what? You know, I study a lot of metaphysics. You know, and have for like 10 years now. Oh, my God. For quite some time. And you know that energy you put out there, man, it comes back like a boomerang. And you're like, okay, well, is today the day? You know, and it's always the day when you ain't paying no attention, too. So keep that in mind. Everybody chilling. Oh, boomerang came back. That nigga finally got hit, that nigga Trump. That's everybody. Ain't got to be. So when you go out of your way so tragically to F people, oh my God, you just like, oh God, man, really? Look at this nigga. Let me give him a whole board. Because soon as I'm going to fill out a million piece bingo set for this nigga since he was little, and I'm going to give him enough time to fill it. And as soon as this bingo, oh, he supersized the bingo, becoming president? Well, yeah, we had to do that. And see, I believe he must have done something. He must have lived such a shitty life or messing people over so bad. We've seen it, you know. We've seen it all over the place. People in jail and shit. He's still floating. God made him become president so the world can see him. Clamp. So mark my metaphysical mouth, because God is not a man that he would lie. He's been such an awful person that God had to make him president so the world could show his booty. You can see his booty, the world. That's how God is. God's so crazy. That's why you got to be good. That's why you got to never look for revenge, because God will do it for you. You just got to just say, God, I need you to help me because I want to kill this nigga. Oh, how many nights have been my prayer? God, I'm hurting right now. I just need you. Because I can't hate. I can't do it. I can't do it. So the only thing that make me not do it is a whole lot of you. A whole lot of God taking care of all these motherfuckers in the world. So it's like, oh, okay. This is a Ty Bob ass old white man right here. Woo! Okay. Somebody got to go take the shackles off his feet because he's for the world to see. Crazy. So be good, be kind, be loving. Don't get revenge. God will do it for you. Just take your pain. Just take the knife the nigga put in your back and just slowly release it. Say, God, I need you to slowly release this shit. Because I want to do. Ooh. That's Donald Trump, man. Because you go out your way. You go out your way. You know? So, I hope I live long enough to see everything. Because I just know how God works. I'm like, okay, God, you. And once again, in life, you never lied. Now, did you? Jesus. State of the Union, you're supposed to be bringing people together as the president. Even though we know it's America. Shit, we know we got half racist, half not. We know that. It's America. It's been that way forever. Okay, but our United States. I'm supposed to fake the funk. This motherfucker can't even fake the funk. Oh, shake Nancy's head. Nancy's about to explode because she, you know, look, women, strong women, I don't know. Some women, I don't know, maybe she like me. I don't hold my tongue or shit. No. And if you're lying and your boy talking about 4 more years of being in the Senate, y'all made the Senate like a football field. So it's supposed to be a hallowed, holy, most revered, da da da, not with a fucking idiot in charge. You want some idiot, Down syndrome, old ass man in charge. Oh, if it was Barack Obama, come on. It's America. Everything is if it was Barack Obama. Okay, so that's what's wrong with the country. So everything white is good, everything black is bad. And so here you go with this fool. And now we see how racist, how misogynistic, how sexist, how everything that we're seeing now that the country has always been, but now it's on the surface. And so it's like shit that come out to the surface, you got to pop that pimple, baby. It's just going to grow and grow and grow. We see it. And you're going to do something about that nasty motherfucker, or you just going to let it grow. So Donald Trump is a symptom of a larger problem that has existed since you motherfuckers let Johnson break his vow that he was supposed to uphold to Lincoln when you killed him. See, the biggest, America's biggest sin is always going to bubble up here and there. You know, whack-a-mole. You never handle your biggest sin, and then here you go. Electoral College. Americans didn't vote Donald Trump as this racist man as president. The Electoral College, which is some bullshit, invented back in 18-something for a whole different time, a whole different set of individuals, a whole different population that those founding fathers could have never, with their slave owning the asses, ever have imagined. So I'm in construction, baby. Every 10, 15 years, Starbucks redo. Shit, how old are we? We good for a couple of renovations. Because we don't get a renovation on some truth, we end up with this asshole using the State of the Union to give his boy a medal and bring home people that don't nobody really give a shit about. He could have done the day before or after. Who cares? What about all the people that's still there? What makes this motherfucker so special? Type shit. Just to stick a knife in a wound that all he already got all open and full of maggots, right? Isn't that a nice vision? Same as Donald Trump from the side. I'm like, could you imagine that on top of you? Yeah. Now I'm getting personal. But you know, it's like, maybe this is me, you know, God got to work on me, like, every day. It's like, oh, thank you, God, I woke up today. Now, it looks like all my limbs can move. Let's see. Let's go to the bathroom. But me, in my mind, I'm like, you know, I try to be a good girl because I know there is a God, you know, so I just can't be out there being a dick and shit. You know, I'll defend the hell out of my family, you know, I'll be a dick for my family. I used to. I don't do that no more. I don't do that no more. But defending a kid or, you know, I'll turn L.A., nigga, I ain't from here. I'm from South Central in 2 seconds. But that's a different story than outright just doing stuff, making fun of people when you've got such a position and platform and obviously a fucking TV station you can go on every fucking day, 4 or 5 times a day, and talk shit on. Who wouldn't love that? Oh, give me that. Okay, I got my Twitter cut down because I called that little curly-haired boy that called out the whistleblower a little bitch. Oh, you've been restricted for 20 years. You gotta take your shit down. Grandpa, I called him a little bitch. I'm like, oh, he's just like Donald Trump, just another son of a little bitch son of a somebody just getting over because he's somebody's son. That's all I said. That's it. That's all. oh, you got to take it down. And then restrict me for 12. Please, I Twittered them back. Look, Twitter. The president endangers people's lives every fucking day, multiple times a day, and has. And you let that nigga say whatever he wants. Come on, give a real nigga a break. What is this really about? Right? Real people in November, we got to take this country back. And we got to tell our Democratic motherfuckers, break the fuck up Twitter. Break these motherfuckers up. If you are doing it, they know political. First Amendment don't apply on my Twitter because this ain't the goddamn government, okay? First Amendment applies where I want it to apply. Just like a nigga can't come in your job, hi. Well, the government, California said, weed is legal. Well, not here, nigga. You're fired. Right? First Amendment don't let you fucking ruin people's lives. Fuck that. Break all these motherfuckers up. And Facebook first. Oh, my God. Break that shit up and find him to that little alien boy goes back to whatever fucking planet he ejected from when he stole Facebook and made it his own. Send that alien boy back. Okay? Send him and the bowl he used to cut his hair back to his planet. They are ruining our country. I'm the bitch that never had none of this shit. And so what I would do is go see people and sit next to them and have conversations. Wouldn't be no bullying. There'd be one bully at the school, and then your brother and sister would show up and beat his ass. Okay? You wouldn't be all on Facebook every day with some new shit. Oh, I'm scared 50,000 people coming after you because you are moral. Fuck, cut this shit off and start over. Start over. If you want to have any country, start over. Fuck Amazon. I like getting my shit the next day, but not if somebody gonna die and you ain't never gonna pay no motherfucking taxes. Fuck all that. I did it without it. Okay. We as Americans gotta wake the fuck up. Don't let people just because life is comfortable. Life is never, ever meant to be comfortable. I know personally, I felt more alive when I was not comfortable. When I knew I had to fucking get that motel money or I had to pack up all my shit in that motel room, guess what? I felt alive. Oh, shit, I was up. I was doing shit. Oh, shit, I'm here. I got to tell the feds to pay my rent. Shit, it's the fourth. Oh, how much I still need. Right? You feel more comfortable when you're on the edge, not just sitting back. Stop just sitting back. Just sitting back got Donald Trump. So, I don't know what to say, but be aware of what's going on. Don't be accepting this shit. Everybody knows it's wrong. So, where was I with State of the Union? Lord have mercy. So, it's been a tradition. There have been years. Okay, so, one important thing. It ended up being just written, okay? So they didn't always come out and give speeches, okay? They can deliver. So John Adams says, how and where the information should be conveyed is also open-ended. The first two presidents, Washington and his successor, John Adams, spoke in front of Congress, but in December of 1801, Thomas Jefferson changed things up with just a written message instead. Okay, so Jefferson said that doing it, standing up in front of, it reminded him of being a monarch, a British monarch, so he didn't want to do that. But then other people said that nigga just didn't like to speak in public. So 1801, it was all handwritten, all written. And not until 1913, okay, did Woodrow Wilson break the tradition and started to do them live before Congress again. So that's quite some years. Okay, and that's why everybody said, I think we should go back to where it's written. Yeah, Because it's supposed to be agreed upon that, you know, like Nancy sent the letter and then the president says, yes, I'll be there, whatever. Well, that's how it's supposed to happen. So probably if this nigga president, the letter won't ever get sent. Because there have been a couple of times where it was a no for that day and it had to be reset. When the Challenger blew up, I guess it was scheduled, and Reagan decided not to do it in front of Congress, but to do it when he talked about the Challenger explosion. Okay, so from 1801, Thomas Jefferson changed it up, wrote it in here, niggas read this. You know Trump can't do that because he can't read himself, let alone write, so that's out. He could barely read that telephone. All right, more than 100 years later, so 1913. And then that's when it started to be, like, used for political reasons, where, oh, my party stand-up crap, bullshit, everybody act like everything's great, bullshit. So that's about the time. And there are a few exceptions that it wasn't. There were Herbert Hoover, Roosevelt didn't do it a couple of years, Truman didn't do it, Eisenhower a couple of years, Nixon didn't do it, Jimmy Carter didn't do it 1 year. So there have been years. Okay, so they can say anything they want. They can do it in any way. So we see the shenanigans of last night. You know, so that's the history of the State of the Union, the shenanigans of last night. And let me just make sure I covered everything. You know, as everyone, if you watch the news, as everyone has, you know, fact-checked the shit out of it from the first 20 seconds, everything was a lie. I mean, there are... You know, and then the graphic nature of, oh, immigrants come over here and kill people. I mean, that's not the spirit of the State of the Union. That's not the spirit of why we do it. It's about our accomplishments as a state, first of all, as a United States. It's about our accomplishments and where the president sees the nation going and says, this is what we'd like to do. Some of the best ones are FDR, Johnson and New Deal for that Johnson was talking about that never went. That, I mean, that's what they, the vision where they see the country going. This speech from this orange moron was more of a hate speech that was tailored towards the most hateful individuals in our country, period. So everyone, anyone of good character that in any way, shape, or form loves this country should be happy that Nancy ripped that shit up at the end. See, and our country is so sexist that whatever a dude does, right, oh, it's good. You can grab her in the pussy, become president. You can all these affairs, become president. You can have all the bros over there manipulating females, become stay president. You can do all this bro testosterone, shit, and you can stay president. So shame on all the women in the Republican. Shame on all you women. You are some tired old hags that just Collins needs to go. Really, right now, you will have an opportunity to go get medically found, because whatever's making you talk like that and shake obviously has an effect on your executive thinking and your frontal lobe, bitch. All of them women in that party, they remind me of the slave owner's wife that knew the nigga was going out to fuck the slave, but still is just playing hopscotch with the kids. That's them bitches. Sorry. That's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. This country right now is a disgrace. And look at any news, whatever, from any other country than Russia. Look at their perspective of you as an American. You're a fucking joke because of one man that doesn't have a moral compass if it was attached to that orange penis of his. Or if he could put it on like that orange tan he wears. Can somebody put integrity in that bottle of tan? So that's your State of the Union. And that's your politics from your nigga. And I will talk to you tonight where we will talk about the wonderful another person that cared enough about your black self to share his positive message of how he thought he could help you in life. The Honorable Malcolm X. So we will talk about that tonight. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day. This is Yo Nigga, Yo Politics on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon, February 5th. And I will talk to you cool cats tonight.